I think that another really important component of transition programming is to have a strong transition training curriculum. And there are a number of different transition curriculums out there. Merging Two Worlds is one of them. It was created here in Arizona, and I was somewhat involved in that, and I have been doing training and evaluation of it for a number of years. The strengths within that curriculum you can find in others as well. I think it's really important that any transition training curriculum focus initially on what the strengths and areas of need are for the youth. That really gets the individual looking at what is important to them, what do they value, what are their beliefs, and it has a number of different activities around defining those values and those beliefs and how to put on paper what's important to you. So that's really the basis for building a transition plan, because we want to build plans that are relevant to the youth. If you're building a plan that is just a boilerplate one for every kid that comes in that facility, it's not going to have value to that individual. They're not going to buy into it. They're not going to be invested in it. And probably your outcomes are not going to be great. That's the hard thing about transition planning, is it has to be individualized for it to work. It's a really good way for a teacher to steer them towards long-term outcomes and not short-term. A lot of what we see now are our kids are very impulsive, and that's kind of the nature of this population in general, but it's all about immediate gratification and immediate results. So this begins a conversation or a dialogue with the student as to what are your long-term goals and how do you have incremental objectives that will help you reach that long-term goal. If it's truly individualized, then it's all about them, and they love it and are invested in it right away. So then you move from who am I to where do you want to go? And that's when I think career awareness becomes really important. Many kids that are in juvenile justice facilities really lack an awareness of the world around them. Their experience has been narrow, their vision is narrow, and so increasing their awareness as to possibilities for different careers, possibilities for the world of work and where it could take you is something that they generally haven't thought much about. That's really when you kind of task analyze or break down the specific objectives or steps you need to take to make your dream job come to fruition. For many kids, they have some lofty goals. They want to be a professional NBA basketball player, and teachers sometimes struggle with how do I turn that into a long-term goal. You can talk about how NBA players get usually recruited from college. They're not generally recruited off the street. And so if you're serious about being in the NBA, you need to get yourself to college. Okay, what do you need to do to get to college? And then you task analyze or walk it back from there and lay out steps for the individual to get from where they currently are to where they need to be. And now that I've gotten this job, or now that I've enrolled in this program that I want to be enrolled in, how do I manage my time, have healthy relationships with coworkers, manage any medication or health insurance? How do I manage other interpersonal relationships in my life, some of those soft skills, and decision-making strategies?